Welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show, and now it's time to go to the Fool Phones. The Fool Phone Line's always open for your financial questions and comments. The phone line is 866-NPR-FOOL. I'm joined by Diana Yoakam. Diana, welcome.
Thank you, David.
Our resident personal finance expert at the Motley Fool. Diana, maybe we'll talk some personal finance this show. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Who knows what's going to pop up next on the phone? Let's go to Gaithersburg, Maryland. Nick is on the line. Nick, welcome.
Thank you.
Nick, what are you calling about this weekend?
Well, I was motivated a few weeks back when I heard you talking about single-letter ticker symbols.
Okay.
And I thought I had some money to waste, invest, so I decided to look it up.
Is that right? Wait, there's a difference between actually investing money and then merely looking up companies that have just one-letter ticker symbols. It sounds like, did you do both?
I actually went ahead and made my own little single-letter mutual fund. I just call it the single-letter fool fund.
Wow. Okay. Well,
what I did was I went ahead and I looked up all the single letter ticker symbols and decided to invest at least 500 in each letter or a minimum of 10 shares and ended up putting about $8,000 into it.
Okay. Now, Nick, I'm assuming that's not the only $8,000 you have in this world.
No, it isn't. But this is actually my own little, this is my mad money.
Listen, I think that's fun. And obviously we celebrate having some fun. And the truth is that a lot of the companies that do have single letter ticker symbols, that's how you buy their shares in the stock market, are usually bigger and more established companies. And, you know, maybe they do beat the market. They're probably steadier performers than companies that have, let's say, five letter ticker symbols, which would usually be NASDAQ stocks that haven't fully accounted for themselves and maybe have an E on the end. That's usually a bad sign, by the way, those who enjoy the ticker symbol conversation. Nick,
I have to agree with you because after just 3 weeks of this fund, I'm already up 4%.
Wow. Nick, can you reel off a few of those tickers for us?
Let's see. It's kind of difficult. A, B, C.
Okay, not the ticker. What are the companies attached to
those tickers? Agilent, okay. Ford, uh-huh. Kellogg, just to name a few. Okay. Actually, I'm a little bit disappointed in Ford, but yeah, those are the ones that all the way down. The only thing that we don't have is GHIJMPTUZ.
So those are the letters that are not accounted for.
And perhaps there's a mutual fund out there that incorporates some of those letters. Not that I'm recommending this investing strategy, but 4%. Now, when did you start investing this one?
It took me a couple of weeks to get this together, and that was based off of hearing your show. It got motivated.
All right.
It took me about 2 weeks to get it together, and it's only been around for maybe 3 full weeks.
Well, we cannot endorse the strategy, Nick, but we do endorse the enthusiasm, and we do encourage you to continue looking for good companies. I'm looking over the list of some of those one-letter ticker symbols. Sprint, certainly a large company. Not surprising that that's S. You probably couldn't guess X unless you're like Nick, and you know it already, and that's United States Steel.
Yeah.
But Q is Quest, and a lot of us have associations with one or more of these single-letter ticker symbol companies and stocks because they are usually a little bit more established.
It's an interesting approach. Nick, how does this compare to some of your past investment?
I have to say this doesn't do quite as well as some of my other investments that I get off the fool, but I have to say I'm having a lot of fun with it.
You present a very interesting approach, and I want to thank you for sharing it on the Motley Fool Radio Show. And both Diana and I, right, Diana? Wish you the best of luck, right?
I do.
I'm a big fan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Best wishes. And that closes out the Fool Phones for this week. The Fool Phone Line's always open for your financial questions and comments. The phone number, 866-NPR-FOOL. Diana Yoakam, thank you.
Thank you, David Gardner.
Give us a call anytime this week with your financial question or comment. 866-NPR-FOOL.